The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today we've got a question from Brazil. Osvaldo from Sao Paulo wants to know, what does fertilizer have to do with plant growth? Fat tomatoes, enormous pumpkins, sunflowers that stretch up into the sky. For some home gardeners, what starts out as a hobby turns into a quest for the colossal. There are even competitions. And to have a chance, an ambitious gardener has to do a lot more than just talk to his little green charges. If you want quick growth and sturdy plants, there's just no getting around it. You have to fertilize them. You have to water a plant so that it doesn't dry out. Everyone knows that. But a plant also needs other things in order to flourish. Rich soil, for example. Plants use their roots to absorb important nutrients like phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, calcium, sulfur, and most importantly, nitrogen. Nitrogen is the motor that drives plant growth and ensures that it develops quickly. Plants absorb nitrogen compounds in the form of nitrates from the soil. Because they are salts, nitrates are very soluble in water. The plant uses the nitrates in many of its metabolic processes, converting them, for example, into amino acids. German chemist Justus von Liebig was the first scientist to really study the nutritional needs and absorption processes in plants. His experiments, around 1840, weren't only in the interest of pure research. Back then, people were very concerned about producing sufficient food for a steadily growing population. The solution for the dilemma proved to be the targeted nourishment of food plants through nitrogen fertilizers. The most important of these for many decades was guano, nitrate-rich excrement produced by seabirds such as penguins and cormorants. But ready supplies of guano were soon exhausted, and farmers had to look for other sources. Finally, at the beginning of the 20th century, scientists discovered a method for mass-producing nitrates artificially for use as a fertilizer. That's why the substances made in factories are known as artificial or inorganic fertilizers to distinguish them from organic fertilizers such as guano. Everyone is familiar with other organic fertilizers. Have you ever seen a compost heap made from the remains of dead plants? How about one of those huge hills of dung piled up somewhere on a farm? Those are both good sources of nitrates, but inorganic fertilizers have a big advantage. They can be absorbed directly by the plant. Before a plant can use natural or organic fertilizers, they first have to be converted into nitrates by organisms that live in the soil. Inorganic fertilizers therefore provide a shortcut to increased crop yields. But there are limits. You shouldn't feed a plant too many nitrates either. More is not necessarily better. Fertilizing a plant is all about giving it the right amount at the right time. Soil that contains too many fertilizers can even damage plants. And of course, rainwater can wash the fertilizers away. Then they end up in the groundwater and can cause many problems in nearby lakes and rivers. I have to go and see about my own nutritional needs now. I'm sensing a definite lack of nourishment. My stomach is growling. Time for lunch. See you again next week. For now, that's all from Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.